Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Louise de Marillac. And her story begins now. To encourage one another, and may your mutual good example speak louder than any words can. That's what St. Louise de Marillac said. Nothing should keep us from humbling ourselves. For this, we have the example of our Lord. Be diligent in serving the poor. Love the poor. Honor them, my children, as you would honor Christ himself. That's coming from St. Louise de Marillac. Do not be upset if things are not as you would want them to be for a long time to come. Do the little you can very peacefully and calmly, so as to allow room for the guidance of God in our lives. Do not worry about the rest. That's coming from St. Louise de Marillac. I know the difficulties that you are all experiencing, but I also know that it is in the yoke of the Lord that he himself has the goodness to render it gentle and sweet for those who bear it for his love. Wow. Hunger and thirst are two urgent needs of nature, especially in strong bodies. If our souls are healthy, they should have the same urges, not as passions, but as desires for justice. That's words from St. Louise de Marillac. And we are called to imitate this life, not only as Christians, but to serve the Lord in the person of his poor. Prudence consists in speaking about important matters only and not relating a lot of trifles that are not worth saying. So, if humility, simplicity, and charity, which produce support, are well established among you, your little company will be made up of as many saints as there are persons. So there's a lot that we can glean from St. Louise de Marillac. He said, now I beg you to slow down a bit and to look after your health. Above all, be very gentle and courteous to the poor. You know that they are our masters and that we must love them tenderly and respect them deeply. That's St. Louise de Marillac. She was saying this to the Daughters of Charity. Loving and compassionate God, we celebrate with great joy the faith and works of our patroness, St. Louise de Marillac. Instill in us the fire of her love, the tenacity of her belief, and the tenderness of her care for the most abandoned. Draw us together into the light of your presence and help us to trust in the power of your Spirit, leading us to ever closer to you, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And with all my heart, I wish you the joy and interior consolidation of a soul that is lovingly submissive to the most holy will of God. And those are words coming from St. Louise de Marillac. Dealing with rejection, dealing with anxiety and seeming failure, living with darkness and the power of prayer, learning to trust God, coming to believe in self, God's purpose and plan, learning to relax and listen, peace and freedom in service. It is evident that you are very close to our good God because he is continually showing his mercy to you. Have courage and do not worry. St. Louise de Marillac was born on August the 12th, 1591, and she died on March 15th, 1660. And she was the co-founder with St. Vincent de Paul of the Daughters of Charity. Born in France, Louise lost her mother when she was still a child, her beloved father when she was but 15. Her desire to become a nun was discouraged by her confessor, and a marriage was arranged. One son was born of this union, but Louise soon found herself nursing her beloved husband through a long illness that finally led to his death. And Louise dedicated her time to helping abandoned children on the streets. She also visited sick men in the prison, hoping, and established a house near the hospital where each day many women would cook food that visitors would then take to the prisoners. And throughout France, women set up centers to serve the poor. And Louise was fortunate to have a wise and sympathetic counselor, St. Francis de Sales, and then his friend, the Bishop of Belley, France. Both of these men were available to her only periodically. But from interior illumination, she understood that she was to undertake a great work under the guidance of another person she had not yet met. This would be the holy priest, Monsignor Vincent, later to be known as Saint Vincent de Paul. Louise found true happiness in her work. She established hospitals, schools, and orphanages all over France. And by the time Louise died in 1660, 40 convents of the Sisters of Charity had been established. And Louise was canonized in 1934 and is today the patron saint of social workers. Louise de Marillac is often considered the patron saint of nurses because of her dedicated work with the poor and sick and her role in the founding of the Daughters of Charity, a religious order of women who are dedicated to caring for the sick and poor. And at first, he was reluctant to be her confessor, busy as he was with his confraternities of charity. Members were aristocratic ladies of charity who were helping him nurse the poor and look after neglected children, a real need of the day. But the ladies were busy with many of their own concerns and duties, and his work needed many more helpers, especially ones who were peasants themselves and therefore close to the poor and able to win their hearts. He also needed someone who could teach them and organize them. And only over a long period of time, as St. Vincent de Paul became more acquainted with Louise, did he come to realize that she was the answer to his prayers. She was intelligent, self-effacing, and had physical strength and endurance that belied her continuing feeble health. The missions he sent her on especially led to four simple young women joining her. Her rented home in Paris became the training center for those accepted for the service of the sick and poor. Growth was rapid, and soon there was the need for a so-called rule of life, which Louise herself, under the guidance of Vincent, drew up for the Daughters of Charity under St. Vincent de Paul. Monsignor Vincent had always been slow and prudent in his dealings with Louise, and the new group, he said, that had never had any idea of starting a new community, that it was God who did everything. Your convent, he said, will be the house of the sick, your cell a hired room, your chapel the parish church, your cloister the streets of the city or the wards of the hospital. And their dress was to be that of the peasant woman. It was not until years later that Vincent de Paul would finally permit four of the women to take annual vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. It was still more years before the company would be formally approved by Rome and placed under the direction of St. Vincent's own congregation of priests. Many of the young women were illiterate. Still, it was with reluctance that the new community undertook the care of neglected children. Louise was busy helping whatever needed despite her poor health. She traveled throughout France, establishing her community members in hospitals, orphanages, and other institutions. At her death on March 15, 1660, the congregation had more than 40 houses in France. 6 months later, Vincent de Paul followed her in death. Louise de Marillac was canonized in 1934 and declared patroness of social workers in 1960. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints and for the work that they did and instill for the poor and the needy. Pray for our priests, Lord, to instill such work in those today around the world. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around today, as the world needs this witness.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons. Pray for our deacons, Lord. Make our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, Lord, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Give them peace, Lord, and strength, Lord, and courage. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, Lord. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars. And grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, one God forever and ever. Amen. We pray for the prodigals. We pray for those who are in prison, Lord. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for those who are in prison. We pray for the prodigals, Lord. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed from this life into the next life. We pray for those, Lord. Who've recently passed. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that God, that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. Pray for children, Lord. We pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Oh God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune, with you as our guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Pray for the protection of our children, Lord, and our grandchildren. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. And we claim that power for vulnerable children and make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with St. Louise de Marillac and St. Nicholas and St. Sebastian and St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Who's there? Who calls my name?
It is I.
Lord?
Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it because I have seen how wicked its people are.
Lord, that place is home to enemies who have attacked and killed your people. They deserve your wrath. They curse your name, Lord, and do not deserve even a chance for forgiveness.
Jonah.
Jonah's on a vacation far away, but a whale just took it over. It's some other things he could probably say. You know I like my whales a little less closer. I just hope that you don't munch or bite. Are you gonna lose your lunch tonight?
Pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow. It came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left?
I walk Galilee. but I've got no home. I've got this leprosy. All the folks who are approaching scream with their sympathy. They run and show me none, but I'm not alone. I'm not alone, I'm not alone. I'm not alone, I'm not a my fellow homeless ones, they walk beside me. We share those marks that go against their seasons. This night you wish among us they don't mind me. With them I'm not alone. We're all from Palestine, raised divine to spot their skins like mine and like Frankenstein, ugly, wretched, scarred like Al Capone. We see Jesus Christ, let's walk up to him, he seems alright. Yet in Bible times, we know it's not allowed, we must walk alone. But I'm not alone, I'm not alone. I'm not alone, I'm not a my fellow homeless ones who walk beside me. They shout, have mercy on us, please, Lord Jesus. Then Christ said we should turn from there and find freedom. Just rescued me from a cruel, bizarre, awful disease. Went to see the priest, and on the road the Lord was my doctor. My fellow homeless ones were healed just like me. I tell him by to go give thanks to Jesus. So now wish me luck to stay behind me.
The people, not even
Be a messenger of light and beacon of hope. And we want to thank St. Louis de Marillac for entering into the gap today. And tomorrow we will have St. Clement Mary Hofbauer. And she is called the second founder of the Redemptorists. It was he who carried the congregation of St. Alphonsus Liguori to the people north of the Alps. So that's who we got coming on tomorrow in the gap. And God bless you all and praise his holy name. Amen. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.